702. The Friday Mix. Food.
It's 16 minutes past one, and many of you will know him from the incredible music that he's produced over the years, or the shows that you've attended where he's played. Maybe his one-man show last Christmas. That's perhaps one of the big properties that he's known for, and that is none other than DJ Shimza. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
We're not talking music, we're talking food though. But yeah. I do want to go into that a little bit because it helped to make you a name, a household name in this country. You know,
sure.
From the music stations playing your music to the gigs that you do and so on. Your foundation is music.
Yeah, I mean, I think we sometimes take advantage of how much people listen to what we do. You know, and having such a platform gives you more leverage to do whatever you want to do, you know. So I think I waited for enough time.
Yeah.
And I think the timing was right, and that's why I did what I did.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got your albums out, you've got the one-man show going, you're producing, you've got your music production company, producing, taking care of young talent, and then you get into food. Why food?
Getting into the business of bringing people together, I think that's one of the main things that I'm into, you know. And I think in Tembisa we saw a lot of people. There was a middle class that lacked entertainment in the hood, you know. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what, we always go out to these clubs, we always go out to these restaurants in Midrand and Kempton Park, and why can't I just bring something a bit solid.
Yeah, and even get that Midrand crowd to come over.
You know, because I feel like our townships have been tainted in a bad light, you know, in terms of the crime, this, that, you know. And here I am saying, no, that's all in the past, you know. Now we can come through and have good food in the hood with a good atmosphere, good drinks, you know, and with top class service, you know.
Yes.
So for me, that was the approach, and I'm happy that people got it, and we're still having a lot of people that are coming through from different places to come check it out. Yeah.
Absolutely. I can distinctly remember a post the one day when you had started your build.
Yeah.
You know, building a shop, building a space, maybe like, you know, a house. That kind of project is just thrilling.
Yeah.
It's exciting knowing that this is the beginning of something, and depending on how you do that part, that build process, the rest is that's the foundation. The rest hinges on that.
Yeah, and I think more than anything, I wanted to have like a premium offering in Tembisa, you know.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, thank
you
so much. Yeah, to get rid of the stigma of ilotsakokasi, like they just terrible, you know. It's like everything in the hood is a tavern or whatever, you know. And which is also the approach that I took with my one-man show.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, I think we host one of the biggest festivals.
How many people did it attended last year?
We have about 15,000 people every year. You
and
know.
This is on Christmas Day.
Yeah,
and you've stuck with doing it on Christmas.
Yeah, after Christmas lunch, we out there, you know.
Yeah.
But the approach has always been about bringing world-class entertainment stuff in the hood, you know, to keep the economy in the hood also booming, you know, try and have a bit of a contribution, you know, with making sure that we do keep the economy in Tembisa quite strong.
And you did the handing out of the shoes to different schools not too long ago. So that's the point of the one-man show, of course, to uplift the underprivileged amongst us. And you employ now young people from your hood.
Yeah.
This must be... are you feeling like you're starting to build that legacy, your legacy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you plan stuff, you know, and you sometimes don't even think about the impact that it has on the people around you.
Yeah.
Not even just immediate friends and family, but even people that just know you from a distance, you know. And when we opened, and the first day when we took the first picture of everyone that was at the shop, I was like, sure, these are like people that I have to pay every month, you know. But after some time, I was like, this is cool, man. You know, there are a lot of people that that go home with something, you know, and there are so many hardworking young people at the shop.
Yeah.
I think we've got a couple of people that have been there ever since we've opened till today, and they're still happy to work there.
Yeah.
You know, and which makes me happy, you know, to say at least I'm doing a bit more to contribute to my community.
Yes. Yeah. Well, joining, sitting right next to you are two of your team members.
Yeah.
We've got Zinginshi Bangu, who is one of your managers.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, thank you.
You were the energy in that room. I can only imagine what the shop is like when it's your shift. Yeah, well. What does the hangout mean for you?
Hangout for me means, like Shimi was saying, a place where it's a premium brand, where we have people from Midrand, Sandton, Tembisa, Pretoria even. And we all, as a team, strive to provide the best service that we can, the best food that we can, and our cocktails. Mr. over here with the virgin cocktails loves our drinks.
I'm with you on that.
You know, he loves our virgin cocktails as well. So it's driving into Tembisa every morning. I'm extremely proud to be part of the team.
Sense of satisfaction.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So let's look at the food, because you guys really spoiled us. We had to get our team from the second floor. The people we sit around with
when we're working,
right? And they came in their numbers. Everybody left with like a plate so high. But how would you describe or characterize the offering?
I think we can divide our food into two. There's the normal traditional food that we would have.
The way South Africans
stew.
Eat.
Yes. Yeah. So there's the beef stew, there's a chicken stew. On Wednesdays, we have comedy night. So that has mhodu, manglina, and all of that sort of stuff. And then we have the more cosmopolitan food. You loved our meatballs.
Yes.
We have
wrap.
Prawns. Yes, you loved our Asiatic wrap. So there's a... I think it's the more traditional food and the more cosmopolitan food.
Coming together.
Yes.
Having a dance.
Like South Africans do.
Of course, yeah. Of course. And yeah. Chef Samampofu, I was trying to twist your arm.
Yes.
Asking for your recipes.
Yes, sister.
And let's look at the stars that you presented today. One of them, of course, was the meatballs.
Yes, miss.
I cut through that meatball.
Yes.
And already it was just so pleasing to the eye, because it was dotted with the carrots. It was dotted with, what was that, the celery?
Yes.
Yes. And there was just the smoothness to it. It had the basting on the outside.
Okay, outside,
but
yes.
Inside
is soft.
Yeah. Yes. And you won't tell me.
I won't give you my recipe.
You didn't tell me off air.
Lizzie's job.
Yeah.
You're doing.
I'm protecting my job.
Yes. No, yeah. But congratulations. So there are lots of meat offerings, because South Africans love meat.
Yes, sister.
You've made sure of that. Tell me about your selection.
What can I say about our food? Actually, every restaurant got meat, but at Hangout, we do it our way.
Yeah.
Mm. All our meals and our dishes are done by love. We do it proper so that we can please our customer, then tomorrow they'll come back.
And to the South African palate, I think there's a way that we like our meat, you know, and you get that so well.
Yes.
I complimented you on the beef stew.
Beef stew was perfect.
It was.
Yeah.
Your seasoning.
Yes.
It was so flavorful.
Thank you, sister.
I think a number of moms maybe come and say, please, can I have the beef stew takeaway, you know, times three, so that it looks like they made a full pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta
also,
do
even
you
our chicken stew. It's same like our beef stew.
Same as the beef stew. Winning dishes.
Yes.
Oh, I imagine.
We are trying each and every day to make our customer happy. Yes.
Oh,
each and every day. Each and every day. When we get inside Hangout, start prepping our food, we make sure that the first customer get a quality service.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So you had the beef brisket and there were platters of different sizes.
Yes, we got three platters, but we only gave you two. today we you tasted the all meat,
yeah,
which says it all. It's got all the meat that if you somebody who love meat, you can take that one.
Mm.
I'm sure it will be.
So it was ribs, brisket, chicken. There was chicken
wings,
there,
yeah, and chicken thighs,
yeah,
and the lamb chops,
mm-hmm,
and our pura vos. That was amazing. Yes.
I benchmark a place based on the vos.
Yes.
Yes.
Our vos is.
So, you know, once you cut through it, and if all you're finding is sinew and everything else from the animal, and very little meat, you know, then already
there is no vos.
Downgraded. Yes, you downgraded. Yes, but your vos was perfect.
Thank you.
Flavorful, and even just the quality of what's inside that pura vos was exceptional. Thank so, congratulations.
Sister. Thank you very much, sister.
I know you have some favorites, Shimza. When they were mentioned, I
he's
went.
He's a difficult customer.
Is he?
Oh, yes. He's a very difficult customer.
Yeah. Oh.
No, but for my own restaurant, I think I need to be very hard on them.
Yeah.
But I think the all meat, obviously, when I'm there with a lot of my friends, you know, we can share that.
Mm.
But I love the wrap,
yes,
and the meatballs.
Yeah.
Those are like my favorites. Yeah.
I'm with you on the wraps because there's this Asian touch to it. Yeah, Chef Zam, I'm going to not even look at him because he keeps secrets.
Yeah.
But that Asian roll was, the wrap was really delicious.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, man.
Mm.
When I go there, I'm trying to lose a bit of weight, but if I don't want to eat rubbish, I don't go to the hangout. So, but obviously, if I do feel like going there and I'm there for meetings and stuff, I don't want to eat some meat or whatever, we have like salads that they serve.
You know,
so that if anyone doesn't like meat or doesn't, if you're vegetarian or whatever, you know, you can have the salads and stuff. Yeah.
And also you inspired an idea. We thought maybe we should have a chakalaka little competition because one of our team members was like, chakalaka, also eyeing it with that look. Mm. Let me see if it meets my expectations. Yeah. And that chakalaka was really delicious.
Thank you, my sister.
And it's home, freshly made.
Yeah.
Freshly, everything.
All our dishes and our meals. Where we don't pre-cook, fresh from the pot, we save our customers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every day, every morning, our dumpling, pap, fresh from the pot.
Yes.
Give to the customer. Mm.
From 11 o'clock, we start serving.
Okay, that's when you take or receive
so
customers.
So if you come in at 11, already the chef and his team would have been there, and we would have prepared the food, and you can have your fresh pot of stew or. Oh.
What do you sell out most?
Stews. And the platters.
And the platters. Yes. Right. And the ribs. We also have ribs.
Mm-hmm.
We also, especially on prawns, they like our prawns.
Yes, the prawns
are
delicious.
Yeah, we got a hack fillet. We got our burger.
Mm-hmm.
It's very delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, made with love and passion.
Yes, yeah, all our food is delicious.
Mm-hmm. What time does your kitchen close?
Depending, what is it?
Monday to Wednesday, we normally close at 10 if there's no customer. But on Wednesday, definitely it's 12 o'clock because we are serving Mhod and Mangena. We got a comedy night, comedians come to hang out and entertain our customers. And then we close at 12. From Thursday to Sunday, it's 12 o'clock kitchen.
Nice. So if ever. Because a lot of places tend to close at 10, so you might finish something late, a play maybe ends or a movie. We had that dilemma just the other day and had to think quite carefully about where we could go, and we didn't feel like any of the 24-hour...
Should have come to
Tembisa. Precisely.
Should have come to Tembisa.
That's why this matters.
It really does.
Actually, we don't have time to close. We close when it's quiet.
That's actually very true. Yeah. So if when we are busy...
You come at 10... We still have a lot of customers. We don't close our kitchen.
Right.
We save our customers because they pay us.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. So I want to say Ashley.
Yeah. That's my name.
Actually, I just want to thank Shimza for trusting me with his kitchen and giving me a job and feeding all the stuff at Hangout.
Yeah.
What I can say is that I'm proud to be part of a hangout brand.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Okay. That was Chef Saman Pofu, and we also had one of the managers at the hangout, Zingi Shibangu, and of course, Ashley Rapala, but you would know him as DJ Shimza, the man behind the hangout. And it is in Tembisa, by the way, so make a turn. As I said, if after hours you need a spot to go and get your food on, this is where you go. Thank you.